Garcon had in all aspects of your offensive success the last few games?
Well, Pierre's been a big part of our system going into preseason. Gave us a lot of confidence. And unfortunately, we lost him after that first quarter. But I think he's demonstrated the last couple of games exactly what type of wide receiver he is, both in the running game and passing game. I'm glad to have him.
How does he stretch the field for you?
Well, he can run. He can run after the catch. You know, that's what you're looking for, guys. Make some yards after the catch. He's been able to do that. You know, he's strong, very quick, and he's got the God-given ability to run through tackles. Yeah, it's always tough, as we talked about before. Tough to lose a football player, a guy that has been doing a good job for us. Always look at a guy that goes, a guy that sprains his ankle. He's going to be out for the remainder of the season, the regular season, and guy's going to have to step up and fill the void.
Is he still a member of the team? Like, his locker's cleaned out another guy as his number?
Well, he's suspended for 4 games. You know, he can't have any contact with the player. He can't come over to the facility. So he's gone for 4 games, and you make a decision afterwards if he'll be part of your football team.
Mike, you ever just want to hit a guy over the head with a hammer in this type of situation?
Yeah, not a big hammer, a smaller hammer. Yeah. Sometimes every situation is a little bit different. You know, some you're very disappointed in. Others, they make a bad decision for whatever reason, and they don't think before they do something. And you know, this situation was one that I think he wish he had over again to make that decision. But he's a great kid, and loved the kid, how he handles himself, and just made a bad decision.
Last year, when it happened with Trent and Fred, you kept talking about they kind of had to earn everybody's trust back. Would Cedric be in that same boat?
I think that situation was a little bit different. I can't talk about it at this time, but it was a little bit different. But you always got to regain somebody's trust anytime you're suspended.
I think this is the 5th suspension you've had since you've been here for guys with drugs. Is it an isolated bunch of isolated cases? Is there a trend that is going on here with any of these guys?
Well, I think you got to look at each situation a little bit differently. Like I said, if I could talk about this situation, I'd go into detail. But you know, we've got a lot of good people on our football team. We talked about Fred's situation in detail. We talked about Trent's situation. I feel very good about both those guys. Guys made some poor decisions before, but you know, I like our football team. I like where we're at. Couple of situations, guys made some poor decisions, and hopefully we'll learn from it.
How has Robert seemed to handle, just remain focused when, despite all the hype? I know you guys tried to, you know, keep down the amount of interviews and things like that, but how have you noticed him just remain focused on football?
Well, the reason why we try to limit, you know, the interviews is so he can focus on his job. You know, it's hard with the amount of people that want to talk to him to do those interviews and keep focused on your job, and he's been doing a great job of that. You know, he's a guy that likes to prepare, he likes to practice, he knows what it takes to win. You know, he's a natural leader. We talked about all the intangibles, and that's what we expect out of our quarterback, and you can't ask for anything more.
What do you like about Ed Reed as a safety? And I mean, he's a guy.
Ed Reed?
Yeah, Ed Reed, and you know, why is he so good at picking off passes?
And some guys, I think, are born to be football players, and I think Ed is that type of guy. You know, I don't know Ed. I've met Ed. I met him last year for the first time. Got a chance to talk to him for a little bit. But he's a guy, I think, that's in the film room every day. He knows what's going to happen before it happens. Usually the great players not only are great athletes, but they're great students of the game, and he's a guy, I think, is very well prepared, and he knows what's going to happen before it happens. That's why he has so many picks.
For Robert, he has not thrown a lot, which is unusual for a rookie. Why is he so good at taking care of the ball? I know he was like that at Baylor, too. Why is he so good at that?
Well, number one, I think he's pretty smart. He's a good decision maker. He prepares, which gives him a chance to, you know, not throw in the coverage. But you never know until somebody actually gets in a system. You see how they react in game situations. And I think he's got the arm strength. When he does see a hole, he could get that ball in there very quickly. Doesn't have to be a big hole because that ball's going to get there usually quicker than most. And I think we just learned, you know, through games that he's just going to keep on getting better and better. So hopefully he doesn't go through that learning curve that a lot of guys go through.
Is there a dramatic difference with that in terms of Pierre and all these playmakers, but sort of the unsung heroes are this offensive line, the way they've stayed intact and really small teams this year. Can you talk about how good they've been and sort of how surprising, because there's not a lot of expectations on them?
Yeah, usually when you get a good offensive football team, it's a combination of a lot of people going in the same direction. Yeah. You can't just have six or seven. You got to have 11 guys. And, you know, it's the coordination of an offensive line. It's a group of guys, you know, five guys working together, including the tight end the majority of the time, to dictate that running game or that play-action game. And when everybody's hitting on all cylinders, then you got a chance to move the football. But if you have one or two missing pieces, it's really hard, you know, to be in the elite status, you know, week in, week out.
Mike, it's been a tough year, obviously, for you guys in the secondary. Where do you think you are right now with D'Angelo's chances for the weekend, and how are you going to replace Cedric?
Well, you know, somebody's going to step in. Obviously, we're not going to go through our game plan, but we have guys that will step in and I think play extremely well. When you take a look at injuries, guys go down. We've talked about it before. But I feel good about our football team, and, you know, we had a good practice today with about a day and a half less less recovery time. Guys are usually a little bit more banged up, but, you know, D. Hall is a little banged up. I expect him to be there. London and Trent, you know, they were able to play last week. I'm not sure how many days they'll get in practice, but I would expect both guys to be there again.
Mike, with Richard, time off, with Richard Crawford, he played early and then was inactive for a while. Has that helped him, do you think, catch up mentally to this game?
I think a lot of Richard Crawford. I think if he does play, he'll play well. I think he's got a lot of intangibles that you look for, and he's been growing ever since I shouldn't say benched, because he wasn't benched, but you know, just practicing and learning the system, feeling more comfortable with the terminology, and just football in general, going against our offense, going against different teams, and if he does play, I expect him to play well.
You played both outside, at corner, and inside in the slot during the preseason, and you guys used him a lot in the slot, kind of had a need when he played. Do you like him more specifically in either of those areas, and does he have the flexibility to do both for you?
Well, you kind of learn. You know, for a guy that hasn't been inside, he's been outside. Those, a lot of guys in college aren't inside because they put the best players outside. And so it's a growing experience, and he's grown throughout the season. So now he's much better than he was, obviously, at the beginning of the season, both inside and outside. So if he does get in there, he'll have the flexibility to play both.
Mike, when you prepare to draft a player, especially one as important as Robert, you learn a lot about who he is off the field. What has he shown you beyond your expectations? Of what quality does he have that you didn't even know he had when you evaluated him and learned about him?
Well, I don't think you know anybody until you spend time with them, until you go through some very tough situations, good situations. You feel like you know if somebody's accountable or not. And he's accountable. You know that for sure. The more you get to know him, the more you're just amazed at how well he handles himself and how well he prepares. You don't know that until you spend some time with him. And he kind of surprises me in almost every situation on how well he handles himself and how well he communicates. I wish I could communicate like that. I'm going to have him talk to the team. In fact, I have the last couple of weeks.
What have you seen out of Compton that made you guys feel like he was ready to be bumped up to 53?
We just liked the way he's handled himself. After losing Cedric, we felt like he's earned the right to be on our football team and be part of the group. And I think he's got a big-time future for us.
Mike, you've been around quarterbacks a long, long time. And I know the class of 83 gets talked about, but John didn't have a fantastic rookie year. In 2004, Philip Rivers didn't play. Eli was starting late in the year. You ever seen a rookie class with Robert, Andrew Luck, and Russell Wilson that's quite as productive as this one's been at the quarterback position?
Probably not, you know. But every situation a little bit different. You know, it's a football team, you know. Sometimes one year someone will have a better supporting cast than another one. It's just one guy doesn't separate, or it's not the difference on a football team, because you can have the best quarterback in the world. He doesn't have a supporting cast. He's not going to be successful. I don't care how good he is. We've seen that through the years. And a lot of times when guys go early for a second pick, you know, they don't have that supporting cast. I think we're a little bit better than most, and I think Indy as well.
So you don't think that quarterbacks are coming in any more prepared than they might have been 10, 20 years
ago? No, I think they're a lot more prepared with the college system today and, you know, in the shotgun, people throwing the ball as much as they do. I think they got a better sense of the NFL game than quarterbacks in the past. And you use a guy like John, I mean, he threw the heck out of the ball at Stanford. So, you know, he was ready early.
Mike, Robert didn't want to be known as a runner coming out of college. He wanted to be viewed as a complete quarterback. And
now that he's set that record, how much do you think he actually enjoys, how much pride do you think he takes in being able to run the ball? Because it seems like some of his bigger plays, the more memorable ones, have come with a smile on his face as he's running.
Well, I think the more you can do, the better, you know, better you are. And, you know, he takes pride in everything he does. You know, when he throws the football, you know, he wants to be, you know, the best quarterback throwing the football. He wants to be the best quarterback running the football, handling the game, game management, making the right decisions at the right time. He understands that turnovers is usually the difference in winning and losing, so he doesn't want to give it up, both in a fumble situation or an interception. And, you know, he's done a tremendous job of protecting the football. And it's hard to find with young guys.
Do you guys feel like at this point in the season now you're pretty comfortable in understanding when's an appropriate time for him to run, just with the play calling and kind of getting used to him that way?
Well, I think it's getting a lot easier for him to understand when to slide, when to pitch, when to run out of bounds, when to stay in bounds, all those type of things. You know, see a tremendous improvement there. And one of the things that I think gives him the ability to stay healthy is the threat of the run. He won't get hit as many times. You know, when you drop back there, you know, 25, 30 times a game, and you're going against a great defensive front, and you don't have the threat of the play action or the running game, you know, some of these defensive lines are pretty good. So I think in the long run, the threat of him having the speed that he has and the option to attack will keep him more healthy.
Mike, everyone always talks about being, coaches always say, being fundamentally sound in all three phases. This special teams unit going up against Jacoby Jones is playing better than anyone right now, probably at his position. What makes him so good, and how much of a challenge is he?
It's a big challenge because you got the ability to make people miss and come up with a big play. Anytime you got a guy that has that type of ability, you just never know when he just outruns somebody or makes a cut that most people aren't prepared for. But one of the reasons why they're one of the top units in special teams, or almost in every area in the top 10, is because of a guy like that. Okay, thanks.